So I got this interesting email from CJ, and it seems like a really good idea. Medford Rifle Pistol is going to have a gun show on the 22nd and 23rd of this month, and he said, hey, what about the three of us getting together and meeting the peeps down at the gun show? I think it's a great idea. Come on in, let's talk it over. Well, hi, everybody. I'm Bill Bateman, part of the team here at Refuse to Be a Victim, Personal Protection Training, and this is another episode of Survival Beyond the Bug Out Bag. And as I mentioned at the top, we're looking at getting together, Phil, CJ, and me, at the gun show, the Medford Rifle Pistol Club. I think there's a small admission charge. It runs from 9 to 5. It's always a good time. And we're thinking Sunday, from noon to 3. Now, this is subject to change, please. I'm just putting this out. I have suggested it. I haven't heard back. May change. We'll put it on the website. We'll have another podcast next week to confirm everything. But we'd like to meet you. I talk to you. The numbers keep going up. Thank you. I'm appreciating that. Please continue to share this with your friends. Send it to people who might benefit from the information. And yeah, so that's what we're going to do. I think it should be fun. I might even bring my tape recorder and talk to a few of you. And we'll see if you're all camera worthy, because we're really thinking of moving to YouTube and making more video with this. So wear your best outfit, kind of, you know, clean up a little bit extra, and we'll give you a screen test. Okay, let's see. The stupidity in Salem continues. More and more we're seeing you and I shut out of the process. I'm thinking that perhaps there should be some other ways besides writing letters. You can quit the party. And I know people on both sides are quitting their party because really the Democrats and the Republicans have pretty well caved in, with a few notable exceptions. But I'm not seeing the votes there. I'm not seeing the action there. Let's take a look at other things we can do. I know a lot of people have become an independent. What are the independents doing? Are they responding to the increase in membership? Are they aware that the 100,000 plus concealed carriers in Oregon are up for grabs with this activity in Salem? Are they willing to respond? I have not heard a thing back. That's my concern. If any of you have contacts I should reach out to, if any of you are leadership among the party and would like to reach out to us, I'd really like to talk to you, because I have to be quite honest, getting nothing out of the party I was formerly affiliated with makes me not too willing to jump in bed with another do-nothing party. So, with that said, if you're out there, if you can provide me a direction, if you can provide me with a lead, I want to make a positive effort to get some positive things going, to let Salem know the very, very negative impact all of this is going. Losing confidence in your legislators, losing confidence in the legislative process is something nobody wins but those folks in Russia who want to see us step away from the vote. You're never going to get me to stop voting, but you're never going to get me to vote for some of you. Let's talk about, last time we were talking about using things and being aware of things, like we talked about we were sick and we used some of our emergency supplies in a less than statewide emergency, and really, that's not a bad idea. Then I read an article that said folks in the tornado zone back there in the south, southeast are having some need for the big tarps. Half your roof gets ripped off or a wall disappears. Yes, you're going to need some kind of emergency tarping. I am pleased to say that when I went on and I Googled emergency tarps, there are a number of services out there nationwide. I'm sure there's one in your area or close to you. And they have the bigger sizes, the bigger thicknesses and densities, and they are not outrageously expensive. Now, not everybody, since retiring, I've realized not everybody just has this big jar of money they reach their hand into, including me. But if you get a group of people together, like in your homeowners association or in a neighborhood, and you get a couple of tarps for emergencies, maybe a way to go. Individually, when we look at a tarp, and I went into my bug out bag and looked, and I do have some. I have 10 by 10s. I want to recommend a site. It's called The Prepared. I'm including the link in the front of this article. And to kind of sidestep a little bit, as you know, I don't do all this research myself. I'm a curator. I research information, find out good sources, find out trustworthy, reliable products that I stand behind as using them, not as a paid sponsor, because nobody pays for any of this. This is something that I do on my own, and we do at Refuse to Be a Victim for the good of the community. So when we recommend you to the site like The Prepared, it's because I have confidence in them. And I'm acknowledging that this is a lot of their information I've found. I'm sharing it with you to direct you to the site. Let's look at tarp. They come in three, possibly four types, considering, or what you consider rather, a tarp. Some from the thickness of a trash bag to some that is very close to canvas, very thick, very dense. Now, their number one rated tarp has a lot of tie-down points all the way along the edges. It has extra stitching, extra reinforcement on the corners where you're going to get the high stress if you use it for a tent or to block the wind. And it's about $100. There are two types. One is a little more physically flexible. It folds easier. One's for wet, one's for lightness. Both of them are under 2 pounds. So I want to talk about tarps this week simply because they have so many uses. Some I didn't even realize until I went to this site. Okay, yes, you can build a tent out of a tarp or a barrier or a shelter. And if you are bored and don't have anything to do, hop onto YouTube. I have found literally dozens of videos on how to build an emergency shelter out of a tarp. A tent, this is from the simple put a hunk of or paracord between two trees, stake down the sides, and you've got an instant Boy Scout tent. Well, you can go a lot more directions than that. It's not that hard. Even I can do it. Again, I want to say that it's not very likely we're all going to be out in the Applegate, hiding in the forest when the stuff hits the fan. But even in your home, if your home become someplace you can't stay, and you have a large yard or some property, putting up a shelter on your property may be a viable alternative. Yes, you're going to want at least one tarp to make a primary shelter, depending on how many in your group. You also may want a second tarp. I did not think of this, but if you have like a lot of wood split for a fire, or you have some other gear you want to keep dry and away from prying eyes, a camouflage tarp, especially out in the woods, can be very, very useful, put away from the main campsite. Now, tarps come from 8x5 up to 10x15, 10x20, depends on where you get them. One tarp, 10x10, is good for two persons and their stuff. Think about that. You're in the tent and everything else is out there in the weather. Probably not a good plan. Or if you have kids or little ones, I promise you they're going to want to be in there with you, especially in an emergency. So tarps can also be used, get two at least. You can also, by the way, make a ground cloth. I forgot that. I'm reading from a list. I lost my place. A tarp for two people, one for on top, one for underneath. Now, I've heard people say, instead of buying a ground cover, why don't you use a couple of big trash bags? In an emergency, of course, anything's better than laying on the wet, bumpy ground. But a couple of tarps and picking up the big rocks and making sure your campsite is prepared is going to make it a lot more comfortable, a lot warmer, and a lot drier. So a couple of tarps, one on top, one underneath. A lot of people don't realize that in an emergency, you don't have time to set a tent. You haven't the foggiest idea. You haven't watched a YouTube. You don't know how to build a tent beyond the Boy Scout tent. Well, okay, you can roll up in the silly thing. It's going to be a giant windbreaker. You have that and one of my much revered Don't Die in the Woods blankets, and you will be warm. That's how comfortable, that's another thing. And depending upon the thickness of tarp, you'll have different impacts. And that's why I do urge you to see this article, because there are three different thicknesses as they are manufactured. Some are much more foldable. Some are going to flap around more in the wind. If you do think you're going to roll up in it, you want something less than the canvas weight, because that's not conformed to your body in a good way. So tarps have a lot of uses. Oh, but wait, there's more. Collecting rainwater. I had not thought of this, but sure. One of the nylon tarps, you put it in a triangular downward facing with a little bit of a valley to it, and any rainwater, even dew, will collect, and that depends on how much water is an issue. You're going to want a funnel of some sort to funnel it into a container, and I'd want a little bit larger container than a soda bottle or a canteen configuration. Maybe one of those big 5-gallon containers that I'm always talking about. If you don't remember those, scroll on back in the list. We have a big section on water containers. Let's see what else. Yes, the thicker weight, heavier tarps are excellent if you have to make a stretcher or you have to make a sled. A couple of good heavy pieces of wood and some paracord, and you are able to create a stretcher or a sled to drag extra supplies. Very important. As I mentioned, closing off an interior space, either due to damage, the walls, the windows are gone, or in the case of a biohazard, you can't have the whole house exposed. You're going to kind of make a clean room out of it. So here you go. That and a roll of the good duct tape, and I say this every time, and I'll say it the next time. Don't get the junk at the gas station or the discount store. Spend the extra $5. Get the good duct tape, and always, always, always make sure you've got some paracord, at least the 550. I like the 750 because I'm type A. I want to ensure it's going to hold. I don't like the thinner weight 350 paracord. You can get a bunch of this at almost any outdoor supply store. Army, Navy, Marine store out there on Vilas off 62. They've got all kinds of selection and some good information. Even in a shelter situation, like you all go to the fairgrounds or you go to a campground or whatever, and you've got some support services there, a tarp can be handy for giving you and your group a little bit of privacy. Now, I've been in those situations, and it's just you and 600 of your closest friends, and there's a lot of prying eyes, there's a lot of people checking out your stuff, checking out you. A little privacy, I think, is a very valuable thing. It's very important, and your mental health is just going to be that much better because you're not worried about one other thing, one extra thing. So tarps are coming in different thicknesses. They come in different sizes. You can do a variety of things with them, and you can actually wander on out and get some tarps starting $15 to $20. Again, what they're made of is going to influence the durability, how long they'll last. There are some newbie mistakes if you've never used a tarp. One I see people, they get their paracord, they cinch it down to a tree, and it's like they're trying to moor an aircraft carrier. You could play guitar music on these strings. Yes, you want it to be firm. Those grommets are not built to take massive forces like that, and there is a technique to tying and securing. That's where all those YouTube videos are really going to be useful for you. Okay, and what else is there to talk about? Yes, tarps can be a lot of fun in the wind, and I say that with my tongue firmly in cheek. If it's windy when you're trying to set things up and you've never done it before, go with the burrito idea. Roll yourself up the first night, check your area. Check for widowmakers. Everybody forgets that. Widowmakers are limbs above you in the trees. Could be broken off from a previous storm. Haven't fallen yet. Next good gust of wind, that thing's going to come down 300 feet at about 100 miles an hour, and you're going to be a shish kabob. Tarps can be hard to handle in the wind. The thinner they are, the less control you're going to have. the heavier they are. If they catch a wind, the more they're going to take off. And that's why learning how to tie one down is so important. Okay, let's look at the upcoming schedule as I have updated it on the website. We do have our concealed carry class on the second Saturday, so we just had ours for this month. May and June are posted on the website. I suggest just sign up early. And we do have, as I mentioned, people say, what else you got? We do still have the introduction class, either prior to buying your first gun. We can give you some tips on how to select a firearm. We can also help you orient to your new gun. You brought it home, it's in the box, now what? We'll set up a class with you, mom in this case is my owner's manual, a very important piece of equipment with any new firearm. Do read your owner's manual. Come on out. If you haven't purchased a firearm, we will supply several firearms for you to choose from and ammunition. There, of course, is an extra cost for that. Ammunition cost varies depending upon the market, and we'll let you know when you book your course what you're getting yourself into. That's not only how to use your firearm, safety, safe storage, especially if you got young ones in the house. If you got young ones in the house, lock it up. It's just too important. We'll teach you the four alwayses. The four alwayses. These are things I learned when I was 12. Actually, I learned them when I was 8. And I still repeat them every time I take my gun out of the case. Basically, we want you to become addicted to safety. And that's one of the things we include in every class we provide. Gun handling, gun cleaning, an introduction, some basic tips on safety, on potential problems that can occur when shooting. We're going to kind of try and steer you away from reload ammunition unless you are really, really good at it yourself. We have had some bad reloads circulating in the market here, and so stick with factory ammo until you are qualified to deal with the emergencies and the safety errors that can occur from a poorly loaded round. There's a lot to learn when you have a new gun. There's a lot to make sure that you stay safe, that your family stays safe. There's range etiquette, how to behave at the range. There are rules that would, again, for your safety, that are really, really important. So we have the intro to firearms. We have the concealed carry class. And after you get your concealed carry, a lot of people forget about this, there's a concealed carry mastery. You've got the class, you've got the certificate. Now what? How do you carry responsibly and lawfully? How do you assess potential threats? How do you deal effectively with holsters and concealing your firearm? It's called concealed carry for a reason. You don't want other people in the restaurant or the grocery store to know what's going on. It's not that you're being sneaky. It's being that you're trying to not attract attention and have somebody try to steal your gun from you. How do you retain your firearm in a situation like that? Those are some of the things you can learn in our additional classes. So please, let's peruse that class list on the website. We'd love to have you. Not all classes are available every day all the time. I can say that the first gun or the new shooter's introduction is available just about any time. The concealed carry, second Saturday of each month. Concealed carry mastery and some of the other classes are available for small groups, and you register, you call up, you say, hey, there's three of us, we'd like to take this or we'd like to take that, and we will work with you to set it up. I think that's everything for this week. I would, again, if you have a good idea of a positive way to let people in Salem know how just offensive and how damaging this whole SB business is, this continual full court press on ignoring the Constitution, on ignoring laws, and on ignoring a goodly portion of the citizens to do a niche agenda for an out-of-state payoff. It's offensive, it's demeaning, it makes you look small and pathetic. Let's come up with a positive way, maybe supporting a third party, definitely cutting off any donations, and letting them know you're doing that in a positive way. Again, you're the nice phone call, even though you're giving them bad news. Come and see us out at the gun show. We're looking forward to see that again. We're going to let you know when the exact day and time is. I may come up with some swag, some lovely parting gifts. Don't hold your breath. I am retired, but we'll see what we can do for you. And let's work on being safe. Make every day a safe day for you and those around you. Come see us at the range. Come see us at MRPC. And come see us at a class. Until then, I'll see you next week at Survival Beyond the Bug Out Bag. The preceding program was a presentation of Retired Guy Productions.